America Weekend.
Hey, and welcome to America Weekend. So glad to have you along, whatever you're up to this weekend. Valerie Smaldone, Julie Edelman here. And, you know, Julie, on weekends, one thing I do notice that people spend a lot of time doing is they spend some more time and energy on making a nice breakfast, because during the week we're always running, we're grabbing cereal or yogurt. But on the weekend, it's kind of traditional for people to say, you know, I'm going to stay in and make a really delicious breakfast. And they do it with glee, right? They love to make breakfast.
Well, I don't know where you live, but I'm coming over.
I like to make a healthy breakfast, though.
Well, I love breakfast. Actually, it's one of my favorite meals. But you're right. We're always rushing. And I'll often go to just Starbucks even and grab, you know, my coffee and my little egg white wrap. But yeah, it's a lost art, I think. I want to hear more about this. What are some of the favorite things you do for breakfast?
I try to make everything as healthful as possible. That's just the way I like to operate. So, for example, I will use yogurt instead of creams, or I'll use applesauce instead of sugar. I'll put a lot of cinnamon in a French toast. You know, I'll use almond milk as substitutes. But I'll make a nice frittata, which is sort of an Italian omelet with a lot of fresh vegetables and fresh herbs in it. And then I'll grill a little bit of asparagus. And maybe some grapefruit. Of course, having just come from California, there's nothing like California grapefruits. They're amazing.
Are they bigger? Are they the same? I mean, what makes them special?
Just delicious. They're just fresh and delicious. And you live in a warm weather community, so you have those great oranges and all that. I think it's just going out to the garden or yard or whatever people have in those properties. I have a garden or a yard. But in California, Florida, you probably have larger properties, and you go to the tree and start picking things off the tree, and it's so delicious. I also like to make tomatoes with my eggs, you know, just sliced tomatoes.
Do you cook them or do you put them on afterwards?
I sometimes cook them in and sometimes slice them afterwards. But
now I have found, that tomatoes, to me, I love tomatoes, but when you put a little salt on them, it really brings out the flavor. Do you agree with that, or are you not a salt and tomato?
Absolutely. Salt and basil, too. I'll do that. This time of year, I like to make very hearty porridges. What is a porridge other than something that looks like, you know, it's all gruel?
It's not very appetizing to me. Forgive me. You're going to have to dress mine up or disguise it.
Well, what I put in my oatmeal is chia seeds, cranberries, pecans, cinnamon, definitely almond milk or coconut milk. And it becomes a meal for the day. I mean, you could just keep snacking on this all day long. And another thing that I do, this is a great little tip. If you don't want to go through all of that, you can get these microwavable brown rice packages for 90 seconds. I pop it in, add a little bit of maple syrup and a little bit of raisins, and I eat that as a breakfast meal.
Well, now you're talking, because, you know, I'm also known as the accidental housewife. So less dishes are more dishes for me, or just enough dishes. And I'll make a little egg whites. I like egg whites. And I'll put them in a ramekin, add a little bit of herb de Provence. And I'm not being special here or talking fancy. I got that at Marshall's, which are great. And I will add fresh spinach from the package already washed. So again, very simple, keep it simple, stupid. And then I just put it into the microwave for about 40 seconds. I mix it around a little. Oh, by the way, I do add a little bit of milk or half and half just to give it. I find eggs get fluffier that way. And then I cook it another 20 seconds. And it is yummy for me.
So again, simple. Less than a minute and you have this wonderful, it almost sounds like a souffle, doesn't it?
It does. And there's only one dish. You could just put it right into the into your dishwasher, which, by the way, very interesting. I read too that millennials, it's been like a millennium since I spoke about millennials, actually don't like to eat cereal because they feel it's too much work. What do? You pour it into a bowl, then you put some milk in, and then you put it into the dishwasher. I mean, how much simpler can it get? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Valerie Smaldone, Julie Edelman on America Weekend.
Weekend. America. Weekend.
Welcome to American Bike. Dr. Bennett's When to Ride or When to Clean. How would you know when not to ride? It's all in the Biker Know When to Ride chart today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. In the Biker's House, we have a rule. If one has a cold, the flu, generally not feeling well, even if it's aches and pains from a hangover, it's probably better to clean the bike or stay away altogether until you're feeling better. Should the biker's personal psychological situation be one of sad, happy, bored, depressed, angry, or all right on all fronts, ride the wheels off of that scooter. The most dangerous risk in life is not spending time doing what you want. That runs the risk of waking up one day when it's too late to do anything about it. American Biker Minute.
Ride it out.
Your passport to the open road is on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When it comes to your money, it pays to think like an entrepreneur in four ways.
First, bootstrap. Make the most of the resources you have.
Second, retain earnings. Save money so you can pre-fund major purchases.
Third, create value when you borrow. Most people borrow for things that go down in value, so they lose money two ways, the item purchased along with the interest to pay back the loan.
You'll get ahead when you only borrow for things that go up in value.
Fourth, if cash is king, reserve borrowing capability is queen. Protect and preserve both your credit rating and your credit capacity.
Then you'll have the ability to fund your big opportunity when you see it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.